This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. President Donald Trump finally conceded his presidential election defeat to Joe Biden. Kind of. He did not mention Biden. Kelly Loeffler has conceded her senatorial defeat to Reverend Raphael Warnock. Loeffler also announced she would not be voting for the objection to Joe Biden's Electoral College tallying. Those two moves were the proper ones for Ms. Loeffler to make, which is very encouraging. The editorial board of the Wall Street Journal is calling for President Trump to resign. This would be the best thing for the U.S. and President Trump. Otherwise, he will be impeached a second time, it all but appears. Meanwhile, the U.S. set another record for the number of deaths related to COVID-19 with 4,112, which exceeds the previous day's record that was inflated because of the weekend. And Bitcoin set a new record exceeding $40,000 for the first time. The Washington, D.C. police made a total of 68 arrests during the Capitol breach, and 56 officers were injured during the pro-Trump insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Additionally, one police officer has died as a result of his injuries, though there were reports this was not the case. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, during the gathering of the protesters at the National Mall, called for trial by combat as if the U.S. election were part of the Game of Thrones, Business Insider reported. Now that is just crazy. Bloomberg's Sarah Ponczak reported on Twitter that, quote, when the U.S. Capitol was being attacked, more than 29 million call options traded, the fourth most in history. FIA's Walt Lucan penned a commentary titled CEO Insight: China's Evolution is a Trend to Watch in 2021. He writes, increased international participation is good for all derivative market participants. The CBOE's David Howson was interviewed by Bloomberg's Market TV about plenty of opportunity to grow UK and EU platform. He talked about the shifting of EU-listed shares from London to Amsterdam equivalents and the future of London as a financial hub. He speaks with Bloomberg's Anna Edwards and Matt Miller. It turns out that 2020 was the hottest year on record. Reuters reported the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service said on Friday. So much for traveling to Amsterdam. Bloomberg reported Amsterdam wants to restrict tourists from its marijuana shops. Today we published the second part of our interview with Bill Brodsky, formerly of CBOE Global Markets. Thank you to Mr. Brodsky for participating and doing such a great job explaining the way electronic trading threatened the CBOE and changed the industry and how the CBOE responded. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. So far, we've had 104 donors and raised over $23,000 of our $300,000 goal. Thank you to all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Markets Media has a 2021 Outlook Q&A with Eric Einfeld, Avensis Systems Chief Strategy Officer. You can read the interview with a link in today's newsletter on johnlothiannews.com, Sarah Rudolph reported. Although 2021 has been unique in many ways so far, certain market trends are expected to continue from 2020, says Phil McIntosh, NASDAQ's chief economist. McIntosh, who is known for his ETF research, says one piece to expect continued growth is ETFs. He notes $507.4 billion was invested in U.S.-listed ETFs in 2020, citing data from ETF.com, a record that topped the prior high of $476.1 billion set in 2017. For more insights from Macintosh, see his weekly blog post at a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. As noted, we posted our second part of our interview with Bill Brodsky for the Path to Electronic Trading series. Former CBOE Global Markets Chairman and CEO Bill Brodsky's career in the financial industry spanned multiple decades and took him on a path from Wall Street to LaSalle Street in a wide-ranging two-part interview. He gave JLN an eyewitness view of the evolution of the options business, the exchanges, and trading technology. Wall Street Journal has a live update: U.S. deaths set record as cases surge. The U.S. set a new single-day record for reported deaths associated with COVID-19, and newly reported infections hit their second highest day on record, surpassed only by a day on which the data backlogs artificially inflated the figure. The nation reported more than 4,000 deaths on Thursday, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. It was the third record high day in a row and the first time the daily figure had surpassed 4,000. My comment, this was just as predicted and no crystal ball was even required. Here's a story from the New York Times. Wall Street Journal editorial urges Trump to resign to avoid impeachment, with the headline Donald Trump's Final Days. The journal excoriated the president for an assault on the constitutional process of transferring power after an election. The editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, the American flagship of Rupert Murdoch's newspaper empire, denounced President Trump on Thursday for inciting a mob of his supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol and encourage Mr. Trump to resign from office to prevent a second impeachment by the Democratic-controlled House. This is an incredible thing for the Journal to do and the right thing. I am glad to see their clear-headed editorial. Here's a story from The Trade. Hong Kong Exchange overtakes CME Group as the world's most valuable bourse. CME Group loses position of most valuable exchange group to Hong Kong Exchange as Hong Kong venue's long-serving CEO steps away. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing shares rose in the final weeks of 2020, establishing it as the world's largest bourse by market value. The news, first reported by the South China Morning Post, comes following tensions between Beijing and Washington, which could lead to secondary listings of U.S.-listed Chinese tech firms. Meanwhile, stock-connected activity has risen in light of quota restrictions as China looks to open its market up further to foreign investors. My comment, imagine what Hong Kong Exchange could do if it had a CEO. Here is a story from the New York Times. Quote, hold the line, patriots. New scenes from the Capitol riot. There were infamous white nationalists and noted conspiracy theorists who have spread dark visions of pedophile Satanists running the country. Others were more anonymous, people who had journeyed from Indiana and South Carolina to heed President Trump's call to show their support. One person, a West Virginia lawmaker, had only been elected to office in November. My comment, it was a who's who of Trump supporters, not anti-fascists as some would like to blame. Here's a story from Bloomberg. BBC has staff wear electronic buzzers to curb virus. State-backed media company has bolstered safety measures. UK has seen surge in coronavirus cases thanks to new variant. British Broadcasting Corporation staff will wear electronic devices to enforce social distancing in a sign of how workplaces are scurrying to contain a new, more infectious variant of the coronavirus. My comment, I know how these things work. It starts with a beep, and then you get shocked. Just ask any dog. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top read story on Thursday was JLN's video interview, Bill Brodsky, The Path to Electronic Trading, Part 1. Brodsky, the former CEO of CBOE Global Markets, knows how to tell a good story, or rather several. Second was Bloomberg's Trump era ends on a sour note for a Wall Street power couple about guess who, Jeff Sprecher and Kelly Loeffler. Third was members of Trump's cabinet discussing invoking 25th Amendment. Sources from ABC News. The Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is XRP. XRP, the digital asset developed by Ripple, has taken a pummeling this week amid its ongoing legal battles with the SEC. Last week, Coinbase and Bittrex announced they would delist XRP from their trading platforms. This week, Binance.us, Voyager Digital, and Genesis Trading made similar announcements. Grayscale Investments announced that the company would remove XRP from its large-cap cryptocurrency indices. According to data from Coinmetrics, the number of XRP whales has decreased significantly, falling by 8% over the past 2 weeks, as wallet holders with significant holdings of XRP sold off their shares. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site has 196,776,759 pages viewed with 25,052 pages. There have been 228,774 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.